Hello and welcome to Allegan County's Heritage Trail Self-Guiding Auto Tour. My name is Brent McDonald, and I'll be traveling with you today. I'll help you find and enjoy the many natural and historical sites, all of which make our county an exciting one to visit. From historic towns, scenic orchards, the dazzling lakeshore, rare and wonderful wildlife, and even a World War II prisoner of war camp, I can guarantee you'll all have a great visit today that's full of surprises. The CD is a companion to the tour booklet, which you have also purchased. The purpose of the CD is to augment the history of each site presented in the booklet. By providing stories or historical vignettes told by local historians, to bring the history of each site alive. If you have not already done so, read the Brief History of Allegan County, pages 1 and 2, and the Overview of the Trail, pages 3 and 4, before proceeding with the tour and the CD. The CD for the auto tour has been divided into two parts, the northern route, which runs between Saugatuck and Plainwell, and the southern route, which runs between Otsego and Douglas. First, an overview of how the tour route CD works. You received a tour route map and booklet with your CD set. The tour route map indicates each of the sites on the tour, from 1 to 28. You can take the tour from any starting point going clockwise, and there's tour direction markers at every turn. When you see a tour site marker, let's say it was number 3 for Pine Creek Dam. Look on the CD back cover and play the relevant track, which in this case would be track 4 on the South Route CD. The South Route CD covers sites number 1 through site number 17, whereas the North Route CD will cover sites 18 to site number 28 at the town of Plainwell. As you're driving on the tour, you can check the tour route map and tour booklet to read ahead about an upcoming site. But first, here's some of our guests you'll be hearing from during your trip today.
My name is Ed Goodsell. I was born here in Otsego in 1910, and I have lived here all of my life.
My name is Barbara Sprick, and I live in Wayland, Michigan, and I'm president of the Then and Now Historical Society.
My name is D.K. Sprague, and I'm the elected tribal chairperson for the Matchupinashiewicz Band of Potawatomi Indians.
This is John Shaganabi. I'm a tribal council member for the Matchupinashiewicz Band of Potawatomi Indians.
My name is Andrew Sprague. I am the housing assistant and the IT specialist at the Gun Lake Tribe Matchupinashiewicz Band of Potawatomi Indians.
I'm Sandy Stamm, and I'm from Plainwell.
I'm John Lurg. I'm a wildlife biologist with the Department of Natural Resources.
Hi, I'm Kit Lane. My husband and I ran a couple of newspapers in Allegan County for about 20 years.
My name is Bob Simons, and I live in Pier Cove, Michigan.
My name is Barbara Stahl.
My name is Ryan Weber, and I am currently the director of the Otsego District Library.
I'm Joyce McGuire.
My name is Vernon White.
My name is Jack Lindsley, and I live in Hopkins. I've lived there since 1922.
I'm John Paul. When people say history, why, they automatically look at me for some reason. I guess I'm getting old.
My name is Jim Schmeichen, and I am chairman of the Saugatuck Douglas Museum, which is actually in Saugatuck.
And finally, a safety note. While most of the tour is on rural roads, always watch for traffic coming up behind you. You're probably ready to get started. Check the tour route map to find your current location and watch for the tour site number of the first site you will be visiting. When you see the tour site number, play the relevant track on the CD and I'll return to introduce you to some very special people who will reveal that site's secrets to you. Refer to the map for the next site. And remember to always go clockwise. Have a great trip in a great county. I'll meet you at your first site.